I stood on the corner of Market and 9th Street in San Francisco as more than 20 motorcycles zoomed past me with passengers in tight leather, colorful outfits, and LGBTQ flags attached to the back. Thousands more people who were dressed like that lined up against the barricades, chatting with friends as they waited for the Pride Parade to start. There was a giddy air of anticipation full of laughter, music, and vendors selling all things Pride-related. The crowd was light in the morning, but within a few hours, people packed the street, both to watch and participate in the event. Many people came to celebrate Pride to amplify their community, as well as recognize its origins as a riot. The Stonewall Uprising began in June 1969, and it wasn't until 1999 that Pride Month became official under former President Bill Clinton. The Stonewall Uprising is a series of riots between police and LGBTQ people in New York City over a span of 6 days. In addition to being San Francisco's 54th annual Pride March, this year also marked the city's 20th annual Trans March. Although much progress has been made for the advancement of the LGBTQ community, some feel that a lot more must be done, especially in a time when people are facing oppression all over the globe. I asked marchgoers if they believe the idea of liberation through Pride still exists, as tensions rise across the country over issues of humanitarianism, politics, and the economy. Ruth Finch goes to school in Sacramento. She feels capitalism is a problem when it comes to freedom in the LGBTQ community.
I think that, like, the end all and be all of it is that, like, capitalism is the issue, and that I think that finding any sort of liberation is going to be found outside of the capitalistic worldview, I think. I think that, like, liberation is found in community and being able to feel like yourself around people you know. And I don't know corporations. I don't know these people that are in these companies, and I don't think they'd like to know me.
A trans woman from San Francisco says Pride is engagement in community, not just parades.
I'm Vera Miller. Honestly, as a trans woman, I think it has to be celebrated no matter what. I would love it to be non-corporatized. I would love it to include every single person that should be here right now but can't be here. I think more often you gotta get involved in your local community. You gotta get involved in not just attending parades, not just quote-unquote celebrating it, but getting involved. That is what Pride is ultimately.
Alicia Gonzalez is from San Jose. She says we need to keep having events like this in order to give hope to queer people in anti-LGBTQ parts of the world.
Although the state of things right now is in, like, utter turmoil and chaos, I feel like it's kind of important to make sure that we are celebrating and still giving hope and, like, a sense of, like, unity within the community. Because I think we could still use these platforms to present how we choose to celebrate Pride and, like, how we can try to liberate these other communities that desperately need it.
Starting at the Embarcadero, the parade made its way down Market Street and ended at San Francisco Civic Center Plaza in front of City Hall, where marchers were met with food, vendors, and stages set up for performances.
Right here. Here we go. This side.
Two students from Berkeley say embracing intersectionality and celebrating how far we've come are the most important aspects of Pride.
Hi, I'm Danica Zagala. I'd like to think that Pride is a celebration of just kind of how far we've come, as well as celebrating everything that we currently are, whereas liberation is more what we have left to go. So I think that they both can coexist, but with what's going on in the world currently, liberation might be an extra step that not everybody can see right now.
My name is Christian Pactolunen. For me personally, I'm a lot of identities, so I really believe to reach true liberation, intersectionality is really important. And that's really hard to meet as a goal, because a lot of different communities, finding a mutual agreement is super hard to compromise. So in itself, Pride, I think, is really important to celebrate the accomplishments we've gotten so far, and to really look in the past and see how far we've grown and see that there is a future where we can liberate ourselves more. But for the meantime, it's all about just really sticking together closely as a community.
A Native American person said events like this can sometimes be erasure for queer people in places where LGBTQ protections don't exist.
I'm Jezzy Sanchez. I'm Two-Spirit, and I am a Comanche from the Quahati Band. It forgets that there are queer people who still live in those zones that are facing tension. that there are queer people who tend to be covered up, especially with pinkwashing, who are still suffering, irregardless of whether or not Pride is being celebrated here specifically. I feel like it moves the conversation away from queer people in those spaces, and favors like American essentialism.
Michaela Jane from Mill Valley says the world will always have tension, but that shouldn't stop the celebration of Pride.
I mean, there's always negatives. There's always conflict, and but you have to find ways to live your life and live it to the fullest. And I think Pride is about that.
For KPFA Radio, I'm Audie McAfee in San Francisco.